This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
If you are a man in your car right now and you did not get your significant other, did not get your wife anything for Valentine's Day, and you have totally screwed up, you're like, I didn't even know it was Valentine's Day. I am in panic mode. I have no plans. We got you back here on the Brett Maga Show. We are looking for two guys to compete for one reservation at Casa Don Alfonso, a five-star, Michelin-star restaurant at the Ritz. We have your back. We got you. We're going to provide some help.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make them reservations by myself. So glad to know that Brett Mega's always here to help. Did nothing for Valentine's, if you couldn't tell. Glad your teamwork made the dream work. Thanks for all the help.
You're a man who needs some help on Valentine's Day. We got your back. 314-531-9898. You need to make these reservations tonight, 5 o'clock, dinner time. You and your significant other at a five-star restaurant. Bill's going to be taken care of from us from here at the Brett Maga Show. You're going to look like a freaking star.
A king.
Yes. Look like you had this plan the entire time. Be like, yeah, baby, surprise, but you got to earn it. Guys, do you remember us doing this last year?
Oh, it was great.
It was iconic.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Nothing can beat last year, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. We're looking for a Keith.
Yes.
We think Keith was a plant. We think Keith is divorced now.
No. For sure. Yeah.
Guys, this is what it sounded like when we asked Keith some questions about his significant other and how much he loves her. Like, hey, tell us about why you love your wife. This is Devin and Keith competing last year. First part is Devin saying all the things about his wife, and then listen to what Keith says about his wife. All right, Devin, compliment your wife.
She is the most beautiful, caring, most down-to-earth person I know. She would give the shirt off her back to a stranger, and I don't know. I'm the most lucky man in the world to be with her.
All right.
Hey.
Wow. All right. And Keith? Then Keith, go ahead.
Same thing, man.
Same thing.
Okay. You got to put a little bit more effort into it.
Thank you.
Keith was really trying to earn this reservation. We asked Keith, all right, Keith, maybe Devin stole the spotlight from you. You know, tell us what you really think about your wife and how she feels about you and your love.
Beautiful wife, yeah, caring. I mean, she almost cares more for the dog than me. Actually, it's the first time I've listened to the radio station because I just got a new truck and you're on the radio station. And I said, man, maybe this is the time that it'll happen. I don't know.
Hey, said nothing about the wife. Talk about his truck.
I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in a segment ever.
It ain't about the truck.
It's not about the truck or the dog.
I'm really in the doghouse. I'm in the doghouse.
All right. We know.
Keith died when he got home.
Right,
yes. Keith's wife heard that segment, and then it was on the news. Like, we lost Keith.
We haven't heard of Keith since.
So we're looking for two guys to compete for love, for Valentine's Day. You will get these last second reservations. 314-531-9898. If you want to have last second reservations at Casa Don Alfonso, one of the nicest restaurants in St. Louis at the Ritz, dinner is on us. All you got to do is give us a call right now and compete. 314-531-9898. We're going to help you out if you screwed up Valentine's Day.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make them reservations by myself. So glad to know that Brett Megan's always here to help. Did nothing for Valentine's if you couldn't tell. Glad your teamwork made the dream work. Thanks for all the help.
Teamwork does make the dream work. The Brett Megan Show's got your back. If you are a guy sitting in your car right now saying, oh, dang it, I screwed up Valentine's Day. I have done nothing for my wife or significant other. Luckily, we have reservations. We booked them way in advance, and we're going to pay for your dinner. Dinner's on us. Dinner's on the Brett Megan Show. Hannah's balling on a big budget now. So all you got to do is call into the show and say, hey, I'm an idiot, and I didn't do anything. So let's meet our idiots, contestants competing for this reservation. We have two men that are going to compete for one reservation. Hi, Steve, who did nothing for his wife for Valentine's Day. Nice to meet you.
Idiot number one.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Steve. How long have you been married?
This is about 8th year coming up.
8 years. And why did you do nothing for Valentine's Day?
Just, we have three little ones. We're always busy, and we never really plan on doing much on Valentine's Day because we can't get out.
Okay. Well, you have three kids.
You're going to be able to find a babysitter in a couple hours?
Yes.
Or?
I think my mom will be clutch.
Mom doesn't know it, but she's about to watch these three kids. And Steve, your wife, who has three kids, deserved a nice Valentine's Day gift. All right, Steve?
Thank you. I hope so.
Let's meet idiot number two, Brock. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Brock, no Valentine's Day plans, huh?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I was gone all week. I was just going to get a heart-shaped pizza.
Okay, Brock. Bail on the heart-shaped pizza. Oh, Casa Don Alfonso might be a lot better. How long have you been married, man?
20 years.
You think, 20 years?
You think you would know
three
better,
girls
Brock?
At home.
Okay, so each of you guys will answer a series of questions, and at the end we will vote for one winner for this last-second reservation. All right, Steve, you're up first. You have 30 seconds on the clock. If you need it, to compliment your wife. Ready? Go.
Oh, my wife is the most supportive, greatest team member and mom in the world. She has a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 7-month-old.
A 3-year-old.
She keeps our house. 4-year-old, 2-year-old, and a 6-month-old. She keeps our house afloat. She's always working hard to support me and our family. She's loving, caring. She does the best job of caring for our kids.
All right. Good start.
That was good. Yep. I liked the team member. Didn't like the fumble on your kid's age, but that's all right.
He was a little nervous. I felt like that. And also, like, a compliment to her is that she has these kids at this age.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so Brock, go ahead. You have 30 seconds to compliment your wife.
All right. My wife has been the best team member over the past 20 years. Brought us a 17-year-old, 15-year-old, and 12-year-old daughter. and has done a great job raising three strong women, and has a great job working outside the house, helping to teach early childhood students with special needs.
Wow, bro, pulling on the heartstrings.
Yes. And he knew the ages of his kids.
Was he very creative, though? Because that sounded a lot like caller number one, idiot number one.
I agree, Steve. Brock, you get to go first then, since Hannah thinks there was some copying. You have 30 seconds to lay on the compliments to the show. Butter us up, Brock. Why should we give you this reservation?
Oh, it's awesome. I love the humor. I love the music that you guys play. We listen to it every morning when I take my daughter to school. And you do a great job.
Thank you.
Very kind.
Okay.
All right. Steve, go ahead. You have 30 seconds to compliment us on the show.
Brett has two little kids. He knows how hard it is to get out. It's so hard with little kids in the family. I know Hannah's always working out. All right, so we're going to work out.
Okay.
Kevin over here, huge Marvel guy and Star Wars guy myself.
Oh, my
We're going to be able to watch some characters together. We've got a new Marvel movie came out today. That's right.
Brave New World, Captain America. Steve, you got my vote. I'm sorry, Brock.
And AD, I'm sure, could come along for dinner and make us an amazing video for our whole evening.
Wow. I feel buttered up and blushy.
Wow. feel like it's dead even now. This is very competitive. Last question for both of you. I'll go with Steve first. You have one move to get yourself out of the doghouse. You're in the doghouse. The wife is mad at you. What is your move? What would you do, Steve? So I can hear the kids in the background.
It's a simple of, I'm sorry, I love you, and just give her a nice hug and just give her space and time.
Space and time. Okay. Right. Brock, you're in the doghouse. What would you do?
Man, I feel like he took my answer. Apologize is what I was
going to
say.
Both guys, we got no other moves on there.
No, we don't know. That is the move.
All right. Hannah, you get to cast your vote first. Who gets the one reservation at 5 o'clock tonight at Casa Del Alfonso?
I think I'm going to vote for idiot number one.
Idiot number one, Steve, AB.
I'm going to go with Steve, too. I like the personalization of everything. He really knew us.
Yeah, I like that. But I know Brock went first. I like that he was more prepared. He knew the ages of his kids. But Steve knew us. And my question is...
You could bribe us, it's obvious.
Yeah. It's obvious. Will Steve take us to dinner?
I'll be honest. I'm going to give it to Steve, too. I think it's a clean sweep. Brock, you would seem like you had plans. You got a heart-shaped pizza that still can work. Steve had nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
Steve had nothing going on. He has three kids, and he was like, that was it. I was just going to use the kids as an excuse. So we're going to save Steve. And Steve, when's the last... I have young kids, too. When's the last time you've been on a date?
Possibly 7 months.
Wow. Now, last time I got her pregnant. No, I'm not kidding. All right, Steve.
7 plus 9.
Steve, you're going to get the 5 o'clock reservation at Casa Del Alfonso. Brock, you're going to get a heart-shaped pizza. 20 years of marriage, though, I feel like that's a gift itself, Brock. We appreciate you calling in and having some fun with this. You're a great guy, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. Brock's pissed. Brock's pissed. Mm. Steve? You're about to have baby number four, brother. Hold on, we'll get your reservation name.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make them reservations by myself. So glad to know that Brett Meg is always here.